Hey, good afternoon.
Hi, this is Jose from Family First Home Care. I am reaching out to you in regards to Althea.
Yes.
Oh, it is just to make you a few good questions about the service. So, first, we want to know if Althea is still located at the same address, 4856?
Yes.
Okay. Also, has she been admitted into a hospital in the last 3 weeks, or no?
No. But I talked to our service coordinator. They approved her for 52 hours. So no dates that day. I got to change the paperwork and it's key. So if I ever see you by Monday, I didn't even tell her thing yet. It's my phone, my screen is broke. But they about to give us 52 hours. We're going to put that over there on that plate over there to talk. If there's no date, I got to change the paperwork because mommy been real sick. So she's in the hospital the last 3 weeks of it.
Oh, okay, I see. In that case,
Her doctor, I visited her physician. I talked to him. He already said she has to have more care. It's not enough hours. She got to get a heart monitor. She got something she got to get done.
I understand. So in that case, we should, if she was approved, as well as you mentioned, we should receive a notification about it directly from Kingston.
You go ahead and stand by next week, because they know, but I mean, you know, you're going to put all that over here. I work somewhere else, too.
I understand you just want to let me know in advance. Don't worry.
You're going to see him next week, baby. That's for sure. I'm letting you know. It's a business. You're going to put that over there on your plate, and you're going to get that overtime back in there.
Okay. I see. Well, in that case, when you get the effective date and everything, just let me know.
I'm on. I'm about to get ready to go up there and handle business. I'm about to clock in right now. I didn't clock in for this morning. I'll think since I've been running around handling the business, I got to go do paperwork checks to call people. But you will hear about it next week.
Of course. Like I said, if you get any more information, like the specific day when it will start and everything, just let me know, okay? I will be waiting.
I'm on. I'm letting you know. You're about to get that money. You better know. I'm going to let you know. I'm on. I'm outside.
Absolutely.
But I'm about to clock in right now, dude. I clocked in late, but I'm clocking in now.
Of course.
I've been running around all morning. Yeah, because they starting to see that she needs the hours. And he wrote that letter so good. He itched every 3 pages. He told Keystone why she needs hours. Everything's wrong with it. She got arthritis on the left side. They was giving a gabapentin. They broke everything down. So we definitely about to get these hours. That's the letter you posed to Mike Keystone. You have to go into detail with Keystone. If they be honest about some hours, but he wrote that letter with so they called me.
Okay.
Hit up the duck coordinator. I gotta call him. Back effects and stuff over him. That's what I've been doing all morning.
Absolutely. Is there, any other update that we should know about? Or that will be it from now?
That's it for now. That's it.
Okay. Thank you. In that case, like I said, if you know anything, just contact us. Okay?
They just told me yesterday, so I'm trying to jump on the day and go Friday. People trying to get out the office. That's why I said I handled my business early. But by next week, we'll be on. Don't worry about it. It's going to be there.
Absolutely. I will be waiting. Okay?
Okay, thank you. Now I'm about to clock in right now, so there's no clock down late today.
Of course. Go ahead and clock in.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks to you for answering my phone call. Have a great day. Okay?
You too.